Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
I called in to Meeks. He said he hadn't seen you.
Yeah, I don't feel like a pint.
It's just, you usually go out with Sheila on the Friday night.
Yeah, not tonight. Things have not been the same between us since we were nearly lost at sea.
I think it'd have been a weight off my mother's shoulders if I would never phoned.
Yeah, that's not true, Massey.
Yeah, sure I know. Because the less and less boats been tied up every year. Another couple of years, the way things are going, there won't be any. I suppose it won't be long back before the Sheila will be up and running.
I don't think I'll be skippering her again.
Why not?
That's what all the fighting's about. We've just had the biggest row ever. She never wants me to set foot on the Sheila again, or any other trawler. She wants me to give up fishing for good, Massey.
What do you want to do? You're a born fisherman. Your family's been fishing out here all for years.
I'm the fourth generation. She said if I don't, she'll leave.
Yeah, she'll never do that.
I don't know. I've never seen her more serious. That's why I'm here, trying to sort it all out in my own head.
What are you going to do with the Sheila?
I'll have to sell it.
You can't do that.
Massey, I don't have a choice.
But your Mac, that was not your father's trawler. It'll break his heart.
Yeah, it would break me father's heart, all right, would. Thank God he's not alive to see what's happening.
There has to be a way out of it.
There's not. Either I give up fishing or she leaves.
Mac, there are a way out of everything. And be God, I should know. In fact, I'm an expert.
Yeah. How are things with you, Massey?
Don't ask. I called into the doctor for a checkup after the hospital.
And?
Sure, he's hard to make out sometimes. He taught me if I was a cat, I'd have only two lives left. Mac, I've always admired you. You've three lovely children and a beautiful wife.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it now, Massey. When things are not right with Sheila, nothing's right. I can't sleep with so much going around in my head. The little things I used to love about her, I'm beginning to hate. I don't think you'd like it, no, Massey. All picture and no sound.
Oh, be God, that wouldn't bother me. I'm well used to it with the mother. Sure, look at me. Living with my mother. With a child that don't know me. And I've a wife that's trying to coax me back to England with her.
She's what?
She thinks I don't know where she's coming from. She more or less asked me.
And what did you say?
I told her that y'all is where I want to live and die. She didn't like it. Mac, how do you know when you're with the right woman?
Well, Massey, my father had a saying. When you wake up alongside her in the morning, it doesn't matter how many children she's had. And she looks beautiful. And she gets more beautiful as the day goes on. That's how you know you've the right woman. Massey, I like coming here because I'm surrounded by so many memories. Over there is where I first saw Sheila. She was only a skinny little thing.
God, she's not skinny, no.
Yeah. All around here, we laughed and we played.
Do you remember when we were young and your father used to take us up on the boat, up to the lighthouse and back,
and we
were sick all over this place. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Your mother didn't speak to him for a week. And now you did the same to your children, mm-hmm. And didn't they get sick? Because nothing changes. It just goes round in circles.
Yeah. And she's been hauling that over my head for years. She brings it out every time she's nothing else to fight about.
Oh, sure, Mac. Did you ever meet anyone that knows what's going on in a woman's mind?
No, not yet. No one knows what goes on in a woman's mind.
And, Mac, one row doesn't break up a marriage. But two of you, well, you've been through a lot over the last few months.
Yeah, but, Massey, there's more to it than that.
Huh?
I got this text yesterday. Here, read it.
Sorry to be the one to tell you this, what your wife's been seeing. Someone else, huh? I saw her kissing another man on Tuesday night. It's not their first time. I saw them exchanging numbers. She's not the angel you think she is.
Mac, ignore it. There's only someone having you on.
She was in late last Tuesday night, Massey. And she had been drinking.
Sheila don't drink.
I know. She was working late. That's what she told me. She's going out more and more. What's bugging me is, when I drive her into work at night, I ask myself, is she going into work at all?
Have you said anything to her?
No, I don't want to. Sure, if I confront her, it could be true. I know she has to work all the hours just to keep the house ticking over. The only means that I have to provide for them, she wants me to stop it.
She's been through a lot, Mac. First losing the baby and then nearly losing the 2 of you. Sheila's a good woman. Because many the time I was stuck and she gave me a few euros to tide me over. And I tell you, she done it when I ever gave it back to 2 when I had it. She not seen anyone in that old text is only a hoax. If there are men or women enough that they put their name to it.
I'd love to know where they got your number.
I don't know. And I can't phone back because it's a private number.
Yeah, put it out of your head. Only someone I can gauge it. No wonder, any wonder you can't sleep. I wouldn't be able to sleep either, but I've a lot of thinking to do myself. But I couldn't do it out here. I can only do my best thinking when there's a point in me hand. I don't know whether to stay here or go to London.
Massey, look, the best way to make a decision like that is to listen to your heart.
Listen to me. My mother says I don't have a heart the way I treat her.
Look, will you just listen? What does it say?
I hear nothing.
What does your head say?
What does me head say? I'll tell you what it says. It says, you two ride fools to be sitting out here in the cold when you can be sitting in the heat and mix bear and having a couple of pints. Come on. My head is always right.
You're up.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. I'm making a cuppa.
I'm too tired. I'm going straight up.
I was beginning to wonder about you. It's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry. I should have phoned you. Sure, you know what it's like. Everyone has a drink when we've tidied up.
I know, but you just never did that before.
Well, I felt like a drink tonight, Mac.
Yeah. Who drove you home? It wasn't a taxi.
Were you actually watching me?
I was in the front room when the car pulled up.
If you must know, it was the new manager. It saved me the price of a taxi, didn't it?
Mm. What's he like, the manager?
He's a bit of a bully. Look, can we have this conversation in the morning? Where do the flowers come from?
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Mac, my birthday was last week.
Oh, look, there's some money there on the table. It's not much, but sure, it's something. Sure, it might pay a bill.
Where did you get the money from? You didn't go out in one of the trawlers, did you?
Yeah, what's the big deal? Jackie and Mikey gave me a day's walk. What's wrong with that?
I asked you. I begged you not to go out fishing again. You just don't get it, do you?
Get what?
I will never go through it again. But I went through down there on the quay. Standing there with the children, never knowing whether we'd see you alive again.
Yes, look, I wouldn't like you to go through it again either.
I still have nightmares.
Well, look, if you stop me, you might as well cut off my right arm. That's the only means I have of making a living.
Mac, I don't care if you bring in money or not.
Well, I care.
Keep down your voice or you'll wake the house. Mac, promise me you'll never go out on those boats again. Please don't go out again. Promise me.
I can promise you, Sheila.
Oh, well, I'm going to bed. You can stay down here and fight with yourself.
It isn't over yet.
Well, it is for me.
Have you cleaned shirt, ma'am?
For the love of God, what do you want a clean shirt for?
Oh, sure, what does anyone want a clean shirt for?
But your master, it is Wednesday. You never change your shirt in the middle of the week.
Well, I'm changing it now.
That one's getting you to do things in a couple of weeks that I couldn't get you to do for years.
Look, I don't want you calling her that one. Monica's her name. And I'm doing this for myself, not for anyone else.
I heard it all now. I think I must be doting. Did I even hear you having a shower?
And what of it? I'm having a shave too, if you must know, in the middle of the week.
Oh, the day will come when you will be thanking me.
For what?
For stopping you from making a fool of yourself. She'll never make you happy, Massey. She made a fool of you once, and from what I can see, she's doing it again.
Why is it that every time I'm trying to have a shave, you have to go on and on and on? I didn't hear a word you say. You said, look, you have my full attention. What are you talking about?
You haven't listened to one word I've said.
Christ, that's a funny way to start a conversation. Ma'am, I'm trying to change.
Into what? Oh, look there, your shirt.
I made a sort of an agreement with the boss.
What boss?
The man above. I told him that I'd try to change.
Oh, Massey, Why didn't you tell me this before?
Sure, I'm still trying to make sense of it in my own head.
Will you have a cup of tea?
Go on, then.
So it's nothing got to do with that one that makes you want to change?
No, not a bit of it. Well, I've hurt a lot of people.
Massey, we all hurt people. And most of us don't even realise it. I think myself once it's not deliberate.
I should, 'twas never deliberate, but looking back, I owes all around me and I do feel ashamed sometimes.
Money was never your friend.
God, I know it. As soon as I get it in my hand, good luck. And ma'am, you don't be calling her that one. If you're not going to call her Monica, don't talk about her at all.
She doesn't like me.
And sure, why should she? You've never given her a chance. Well, now, since you've been making digs at Monica, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. Monica have asked me to go back to England with her.
She has she?
She has, and I'm thinking about it.
Well, if that's what you want.
And I know you love me, but you don't have to be trying to take care of me all the time. You see, I've missed all of little Morris's birthdays and things, and, well, I don't want to miss them anymore.
I'm not feeling well. Massey, could you get me a glass of water?
Ma'am, are you okay? I saw you coming out of Dr. Murphy's the other day.
My arthritis is flaring up a bit again.
Are you sure? If it was something else, you would tell me, wouldn't you?
I would just stop worrying. It always flares up in the bad weather. Will you look out the window and see who it is?
Sit down and don't be so bloody nosy.
Oh, sacred heart to Jesus. It's those two men from the sheriff's office that I was telling you about.
Will you sit down or you're going to fall down?
They're not coming in here.
Look, I told you before that I'll sort it out, and I will.
Oh, go out and get rid of them. What'll the neighbours think?
Neighbours? Then will you never mind the neighbours? Whish, ma'am. Stay quiet. They'll go away. Whish. And don't worry.
That's easy for you to say.
Nora? Is that you, Chrissy?
Oh, do you think it is, girl? George Clooney?
I wish. Come here, I'm making a cup of tea. Will you have one?
I will. I'll have one. I'm checking the debts here to see if I'm still alive, girl.
There's people dying now, so that never died before.
Nora, I think you're starting to spend too much time behind that counter, girl.
Hey, come here. Any scare?
God, I don't know where to start.
Well, don't start until I'm settled. And tell me the juicy bits first. Here's your tea. Would you pass me over the ginger nut biscuits there?
I will, but that's your profits gone now again for today.
For the week, you mean? There's more to life than profit. Come here, I hope we're not disturbed now. Okay, I'm settled. Tell me all the scare now.
Well, for starters, I met Mac yesterday. They're having a little get-together party for Mossy.
Is he still celebrating he's alive?
As he celebrates every day, Nora, for God's sake, you should know that. This time, but it's a going away party.
Who's going away?
As he is. That's what I'm trying to tell you, girl.
Why didn't you let me know?
How could I let you know when I didn't even know myself?
And when did you know so?
Oh, my God, are you listening to me at all, woman? I only found out yesterday.
Well, you should have come straight down and told me. Chrissy, that's headlines, you know.
All right. Look. And continue. I think my fair lady talked him into going back with her.
She did not.
She did.
Poor Mossy. He'd be like a fish out of water over there. But I can understand, though. That's a lovely little young fella he has.
That's all very well now. But he won't be able to put up with my fair lady too long. He knows no one else over there.
But sure, I suppose he'll have to give it a try for the child's sake.
Nora, the place won't be the same without him, you know this. Thanks for the tea, anyway. I have to fly. Oh, my God, there's only 5 minutes left. I have to be up in the adoration chapel.
Well, I've had enough scare now to keep me going for a while.
You love your old bit of scare, girl.
Usher, I live on it. And you're the very one to give it to me, girl.
No better woman.
God bless.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yule production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.cry104fm.com.